Well, hi there and welcome. It is your show. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and I am the Jerry half of the equation here, settling back in here after taking the first semester of the show off here at the seminary per the request of my rector, Father Brian Kiley, wonderful man, and he is very happy that I am rejoining the program here as often as I possibly can. Going forward here, the second semester of the seminary is underway, and I have had a recent little experience that I know many of you have been praying for, and I want to mm-hmm. thank you for that. I spent my Christmas break in the hospital, about 31 days to be exact. I had some infected fluid around the base of my spine, quick surgery on December 9th, and then they wanted to keep me in the hospital to fight any further infection with antibiotics. So I was discharged on Friday, and it is great, Debbie, to be back on the show with you. Thanks for holding things together.
Wow, we are so glad you're back, and I know that the I can see on YouTube you wave to everybody. That is so good because they are noticing you. They can see you. You've got... Do you call them clerics for seminarians, or is it
clerics,
different?
Clerics, yeah. We wear the priestly clothes here at the seminary. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, and you look very healthy, and we're glad you're back after all these months, and this is amazing. So I know we're going to have a lot of activity, and especially I think it ties in beautifully. I'm giggling because you can't make this stuff up, Jerry. This was your first show back, and look at what we're talking about today. We're talking about when we have our plan, the outcome that we want, that we pray for, and then there's God's way. Mm-hmm. Wow. So it doesn't always match up, and we have to learn to be in alignment with God's will. And that's our topic today. And we'd love to hear from you. This is so exciting. You guys have been asking for several months that you were waiting that for us to be back together doing the show together, because we started 9.5 years ago. And we were determined to continue on because we have more topics that you have suggested. And actually, this particular topic is one of them. This was suggested by one of our Jerry and Debbie Facebook followers, suggested this topic. And so we're taking it on. You've got your plan, and then there's God's way. Let's talk about it. Do you have some interesting things happening in your life? Please call in and say congratulations to Jerry that he's out of the hospital and he's back in the seminary and he did great in the first semester and everything's going well and he's back with us at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jerry, you can't make this stuff up.
Well, you can't, and you certainly probably have, if you're like me and certainly like Debbie and all of us, you probably have your own experiences of what we're talking about today. Maybe you've sort of planned out your immediate future, your long-term future, you know, what you're going to be doing in a week from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, and maybe God has altered those plans a little bit for you. Talk about how that unfolded for you, how that played out. Again, the number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Best time to call the show is always right at the beginning, right now, when we have phone lines that are open for you. Again, 833-288-3986. You know, Debbie and I could fill easily this hour and many hours of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie talking about our own experiences of God kind of maybe altering our plans in life a little bit. But we want to hear from you, because a lot of people, quite simply, get thrown off, Debbie, I think, a little bit, you know, like myself. You know, I kind of had planned to do the show a few more years and basically just kind of retire. And then in November of 2022, God sent the thoughts of priesthood back onto my heart. And it really, you know, it drastically, amazingly, drastically changed the course of my life. And so, folks, if you have had this experience, share it, because we always say on this program, you have something important to say and you will alter the lives and help those who are listening at 833-288-3986.
That is so true, Jerry. You know, you have this plan for your life. You envision things for the future. You have the outcomes that you can predict and expect. And then God has a different plan for you. Oftentimes, it's way bigger, just outside of the box, like what's happened to you going back into priestly formation. And it's fascinating. But I go back to Bishop Barron. Recently, he's been saying this a lot, and he's been saying that life is an adventure. We need to look at it that way. And I agree with Bishop Barron. Do you feel that way, that you have your planned outcome for your life, but God has a different plan. And when you align yourself with His will, oh boy, is it extraordinary. Could you share that today? How the plan's just so different, so unexpected, but so amazing, and God's magnificence just shines. We'd love to hear from you. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Please dial in. We have Matt on the phones, ready and willing and able to answer your call. We've got Rich on social media, and of course, our wonderful producer, Michael McCall. So he is fabulous at the controls. But the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
All right, come on, Take Two family. I've been praying a lot for you, and I know you've been praying for me. Obviously, we pray for you every day, but I had a lot of downtime, believe me, watching the hands on the clock go around as I lay in that hospital bed, and a lot of that time was spent praying for you and hoping that you are doing well, that 2025 is off to a great start for you. And here I am on my first show back, and I want to have you participate, make it, as always, a very vibrant, robust conversation as only you can do. At 833-288-3986. Again, just talking about when we make plans in life, and maybe they've unfolded exactly as you had envisioned them. We'd love to have you share that with us, but especially if you felt God has maybe thrown a little bit of a curveball there. Maybe it threw you off. Maybe you were a little bit startled, like I was when thoughts of priesthood came back to me. I didn't really know what to do with that. Over time, I think I kind of figured it out, at least for this point in my life. And we would love to hear if you have a similar experience of having your own plan and God having His plan in your life, and then maybe hopefully the two of you got together on that and followed His
right.
way. 833-288-3986.
Well, how about this, Jerry? You just made me chuckle again. How about this? Do you ever kind of do that strong arming with God, and you're like, no, God, I know better. This is what I really need, okay? You got to go my way, because I know me, and I know this is what I need. And God actually does that for you. And how did that work out for you? Remember, we cover this, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. Fill up those phone lines. Wish Jerry just a welcome back and a congratulations that he's out of the hospital, out of the rehab hospital, which is great. He's walking. He looks fantastic. You can catch him on YouTube. He's waving to you at 833-288-EWTN. Please call in.
As always, it is so good to have you with us. Jerry Usher back on the program. We are live today. It's not a phantom voice you're hearing. I'm in the second semester of the seminary at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts. After sitting out the first semester to get fully immersed in the life of the seminary, I am happy to have the blessing of the rector and so many enthusiastic fellow seminarians here to be back on the program. It won't be every day, but it'll be as many days as I possibly can. So please join us today. We're talking today about your plan, God's way. Has God altered your life in some way that maybe was a little bit different than you had envisioned things? How did that play out for you?
Right.
How have you been blessed by that, by surrendering, by submitting to God's will? Or maybe you resisted that. If you're like me, you tend to kind of wrestle with God about certain things in your life. And so we want to hear your experience. Your lived experience drives this program at 833-288-3986. We're going to go to the phones. I want to tell you first, though, that each week EWTN keeps you informed and educated with the latest news and truth on abortion, euthanasia, assisted suicide, the entire culture of death on EWTN Pro-Life Weekly. We still have this battle to fight, and you can join it by watching EWTN Pro-Life Weekly, and we can send you a link to the program every week. Just visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe.
Okay, so if you want to call in and add to this discussion and this conversation that we're having, so we're learning and growing together, all you have to do is call this number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, before we get to Christina, we're going to have to do a rapid fire me just asking you about 12 questions, because I love the Take Two family. They're like, really, Debbie? It's the first time he's back on the show. Aren't you going to ask him all the questions that we've been waiting for? Okay, so I will. I'll ask him all the questions like, how did you do first semester? Do the clerics feel comfortable or you know, that type of thing. So I got to ask all the details, Jerry, and I'll do that later. But let's, as promised, get to Christina in Dallas, Texas, listening on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Christina. Thanks for being first up on Jerry's first show back. Wow.
I'm so excited when I turned on my radio and heard his voice. Oh, uh-huh. Jerry, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, following God and finishing your first semester. And my goodness, you've been put through fire, 31 days in the hospital. Oh, I'm so glad you've recovered.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm still recovering, so please continue to pray. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, my story was I was one of four children growing up. And it was a very chaotic, not very loving household. So when I, all through my teen years, I was like, I'm never having kids. And when my mom heard me say that, she goes, that's very selfish. And I'm like, I don't care. I did get married and I thought, oh, goodness, I still kind of had that in my heart. I was too scared. But God worked with his grace and I finally, with fear and trembling, took that first step, and my first pregnancy ended in miscarriage, and that really just opened up the floodgates of, oh, I just dearly want a child, and so, I had a child, and then another, and people ask me, well, why, here you said you didn't want to have children, what changed your mind? I said, having the first one, you just... Your heart is just flooded with love, and you're like, I just, you know, this is just the most amazing experience. So, but, you know, I had, we had a lot of different, at 1 year, a lot of different crises happening, and I was like, I'm not going to have any more children. I had three children, and I was just adamant that was it. No more. And 2 years later, I was open to get to life again. So late in life, I had two more children, and just, what an incredible blessing to be now they're all adults and they're getting married and they're having children and to have all that life in the house when they all get together is just unbelievable.
Mm. You said a couple things, Christina, that I really appreciate. You said you were open to the gift of life. We can never lose sight of the fact of what an amazing gift life is. A lot of parents bring children into the world. Like you said, you had some crises and challenges and things like that. Those are going to come along with raising a family. Those are just intrinsically, I think, part of, you know, answering that call to be parents. But you, like you said, you would have missed out on so much. And I know there are women and couples listening right now, maybe trying to have kids, unable to conceive, whatever, just please know that you are all in our prayers. And I think, Christina, your experience, what you've shared here, that transition that took place in your heart from that adamant disposition, I'm just not going to have kids, to that first one coming along and then the other one subsequently, it sounds like you have been tremendously blessed. And Debbie, I have no doubt Christina has blessed a lot of listeners today.
I was just going to say that. And now you continue to share those blessings with the children. Christina, it's just a beautiful progression and how it has expanded your thought, your heart, your soul, and then that goes out to your family. That is just so beautiful. I wish more folks would consider, going all in with God, right? Going all in, put all your chips in with God, because the plan is so much better. And it does take a huge element of trust. Of course, we have to have that trust in God. But when we do, we experience such all of these great gifts and desired blessings that are just incredible. Christina, there's so much more we could say, but I would love for you to have the final comments, because people are listening right now, and some people are really closed off. You know, they have their own kind of script in mind of what they want for their life. What would you say to them about giving God a chance?
It's like, you know the story of Alice in Wonderland, and she steps through the looking glass.
Mm-hmm.
When you allow God into your life that way, especially when you accept a child, it's like I entered an alternate universe, and all of a sudden, all this love and beauty was there that I never saw in my previous life. It just totally transformed my life. And I would encourage people to do that because you have no idea of the incredible beauty and graces and adventures that you're missing out on by saying no to the gift of life. It's I love, one of my favorite things to do is to call a couple that just had a baby and wait till the baby's like 3 weeks old and say, how do you feel now looking back at your life before you had the baby? And because it's just so eye-opening. Go, what was I afraid of? Why was I putting it off? Oh, my gosh, this is far, far better than anything I imagined.
Wow. I know. Children, it's incredible, the gift of life. You're so spot on. Christina, you're awesome. Thank you so much. You got like a special virtual award for being the first caller on the first day that Jerry is back with us for the entire show. Christina, thank you so much. And we pray that you have just a beautiful this new year. We want everyone to have the blessings, you know, the abundant blessings that God has to offer. And Christina, you've tapped into it already, so. Just continue to enjoy that ride, like Bishop Barron says, the great adventure. Thank you, Christina, calling in from Dallas, Texas. Jerry, I'm going to allow our Take Two family time, like about 45 seconds, to be able to pick up the phone and call in. And in the meantime, in those 45 seconds, if you don't mind, I do have a list of the questions that our Take Two family wants to ask you. I'm just cracking up because I've already asked Jerry all these questions, but they want to know. So I don't think that's fair if I know the answer and they don't know it. So the number to dial, if you had a certain plan in mind for life and God had a different plan, God had a much bigger plan. And did you align yourself with that? Did you fight God? Did you play tug of war? What did you do? How did it turn out for you? Maybe you're still working through things and you're trying to learn how to trust God more. The surrender novena, Father Delindo Rutolo, Jerry and I love that surrender prayer and novena. Call in, share with us. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening right now, you are part of the Take Two family. So please don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to make the phone call for you and represent you. We need to hear your voice. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, start calling. I'm giving you 45 seconds. I'm going to ask Jerry the questions. Jerry, how did you do first semester? Everybody wants to know.
Well, believe it or not, they're going to have to wait to find out because I went into the hospital before finals.
So I
have not only this semester's courses to catch up on. Actually, they're just beginning last week and this week, so I'm not really behind. But yeah. I did not have a chance to do my finals in the first semester. Thankfully, this seminary is very student friendly. They give us the full subsequent semester to make up the final. It won't be that difficult. It's just going to be fine. Finding the time to do it. So that is a question that's going to have to be put on hold because I don't really know what my grades will be yet, but I think they'll be acceptable.
Okay. Oh, good. Good. Okay. So the Take Two family knows that you spent most of your adult life in California and now you're in Boston. How are you adjusting to Massachusetts?
Quite well, actually, because I lived in the Big Bear, California area, 7,000 foot elevation, 6 feet of snow the last winter I was there. So everybody here in Weston, Boston area warned us, especially those of us coming up from Florida, it's going to be really cold this winter. And it is. it is. It's down into the teens and 20s, but it's not anything that I'm unacquainted with. So I'm really actually enjoying it.
Very cool. Okay, so about the clerics that you're wearing, you're a seminarian, so you get to wear the clerics just like a transitional deacon does as well. So they our Take Two family want to know because they said that Jerry's very casual. Listen to this. This is so funny. Jerry's very casual in his dress, and now he's wearing clerics. Are they comfortable?
They're very comfortable, but whoever said that is absolutely right. I am very much a... you know, I love going casual, shorts, sleeveless t-shirt, flip-flops, and that sort of thing. But definitely have had to get used to a bit of a change here at the seminary. But I think it's a good thing, you know. We get used to wearing the clothes that, if God wills that we persevere to ordination, we will be wearing the rest of our lives. So makes choosing what you're going to wear in the morning pretty simple. And but yeah, I do enjoy it. It's good to start kind of self-identifying with the vocation in this
yes.
way, I think.
Yes, definitely. Okay, two more questions. I grouped everything together. I think I did a really good job grabbing all the questions. I know the answer to this already. Take Two Family. I know the answer. Did you miss us for 5 months? They want to know.
Oh, I missed everybody. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said earlier, I was praying many, many times a day for the Take Two family, always at the end of my Divine Mercy chaplet and my rosaries. I mentioned the Take Two family by name. So I certainly missed all of you. And hopefully I was missed a little bit. But Debbie,
oh, yeah.
I know
oh, yeah.
the show has just remained super strong. And that's really a testament to your, you know, hosting and conversational abilities. And, of course, to the great participation of the Take Two family.
Absolutely. Everybody, it's a group effort. We're a team, a family here. That's wonderful. Last question. Do you have to have any additional surgeries or are you done now?
I certainly hope not.
Okay.
It was, it was the one surgery, again, to remove the infected fluid around the base of my spine. I've had a lot of physical therapy. I'm going to have physical therapy visits a couple times a week here at the seminary. I am still using a walker to get around, except when I'm in my room because I have things to fall against or lean against if I have to. But day by day, I'm getting stronger, making progress, and I will so much appreciate the continued prayers of all of our great listeners.
Well, they care, Jerry, and we're so glad you're back. So if you'd like to call in and share and say welcome back to Jerry or add to this discussion that we're talking about your way, God's plan, God's will, we want to talk about that, proper discernment. How did you put all your trust in God when you're discerning something? Or did you kind of hold on to some things? Maybe you have a little bit of a control situation. The number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, Jer.
Okay, let's go to Desiree in San Antonio, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Desiree. Thanks for being part of the conversation today.
Hi, thank you for having me. And
sure.
I did not know you were having surgery, but now that I do know that you're recovering, I will also be praying for you.
Thank you. I didn't know I was going to have surgery either. Just the result of many years of bad back problems finally caught up with me. But thank you, Desiree. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I wasn't going to call. I usually just listen, but I had the push from the Holy Spirit that said, go on, give your testimony. I said, okay. So I don't usually call, but here we go. I had to share my summarized story of how I did not used to put God's will in front of my own, even though I always thought I was. I would plan my day, as most people do, and I was in the front seat, not the Holy Spirit. That changed after growing up in a home that was very divided. Both my parents went on to live very separate lives, and when I was 18, I was very desperate to love and be loved. So I started a family at 18, and I was trying. I wanted to have a child so I could love that child and begin a family. I had three children out of wedlock, and I'd always known Jesus, but I was a lapsed Catholic. So there was a lot missing. I didn't go to Catholic school. I went to public school. There was a lot I did not know growing up. And I believe that God allowed all these things to happen to me so that when I was ready, I would hear his voice and fully embrace him, because that is what happened.
We got to hear the end of the story. So please, I know it sounds like you're driving. Hold on. Just hang on with us. We're going to hit the pause button. When we come back, you'll pick up where you left off. We've got to hear the end of this because souls are listening to Desiree right now on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Please stay tuned in.
It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm the Jerry part, back with you here from Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary. We're live today. A lot of calls to get to. We're talking about your plan, God's way, how your life maybe has been altered a little bit or maybe drastically by God coming in on top of your plans and maybe altering them slightly or dramatically. We're talking with Desiree in San Antonio. Desiree, I know you're going to share some additional beautiful details of your account here. Sorry about the interruption there, but please feel free to continue.
Not at all. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So during that time, I was working as management in fast food because that is what was available to me after starting a family at 18. I had not gone to college, and I did that for 16 years. So I was working night and day constantly at my wit's end, but made the best of it. Like, I was very positive through the whole thing, but always like, when am I going to catch a break? This is so hard. I was working 16-hour shifts, hardly got to spend time with all these beautiful babies that I had brought into the world, and it was just really hard. So eventually I became a single mom, and I started to reconnect with my children, saw them a lot more because I had to make that happen. And over a period of time, I met my husband, who is my husband now, who I've known for 10 years and have been married since 2017, and one of the greatest blessings God has given me is we were able to get married in the Catholic Church.
Oh,
sorry.
Beautiful.
That was just really special to me because I got to know God a little bit more just constantly through my life. He just kept revealing things through the Holy Spirit, through people that I'd meet, through Scripture. And even though a lapsed Catholic, I was always felt at home when I went to the church. So my husband and I have three children now. We even have a four-week-old. And through that time period, he's gone to college and has allowed me to leave the work environment to where I didn't have time with my children. And now I go to school, and I'm a stay-at-home mom, and it's something I have never experienced before. And it's given me a chance to really grow my relationship with God in volumes that I did not know were possible in an earthly life. The spiritual world, I had no idea what I was talking about compared to what I do now. And the beauty that's revealed once you have that relationship with God, once you are able to say, Jesus, I love you and mean it because I know you. You know me. We're friends. And I can see it in other people constantly, even when times are hard. And I think that's the mystical part that people just don't know until they do,
right,
is even though times are challenging and hard and you're suffering and everything seemingly is up in the air and going wrong, you can see Jesus in everything still, and you know that he's working. And yeah, even though you don't know exactly why it's happening, you know that in the end, you'll see it. Like, you'll see the fruit, usually, in either other people's scenarios or your own. And for example, I'm really struggling with my oldest son, who's 19, and we still love each other very much, but he's not practicing and he doesn't believe and he really struggles. So I see God constantly speaking to his heart because he'll ask questions out of nowhere. And I go, I see you working, God. Hmm. So I'll continue to pray about it or say a rosary or, you know, just give thanks for that moment privately so it's not so in my son's face.
Right.
So God can work with those whispers into my son's heart.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't happen in my lifetime, I pray that through purgatory or heaven, that I can even see my son's full conversion, even if it's not during my lifetime.
Right, right. So, Desiree.
That's what I wanted to share, because even being a mom and going through all these different jobs and wearing all these different hats and sometimes never sleeping to provide, and now I'm just doing so well. I'm 40 years old now, and I am just so happy.
Well, Desiree, you're not just surviving, you're thriving. So you're experiencing everything around you. When Jesus said, I came for you to have life and to have it to the full, that means, you know, abundance. That means experiencing everything. You're experiencing life. You are doing life well. And that is beautiful. So, I mean, God bless you for that and recognizing it. I'm just so grateful to the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit prompted you. And then you felt that you could give your testimony today, because you're probably not going to see it on this side of the veil. veil, but you probably helped thousands of souls today. You know, people will hold on to what they think they have to do in life, or how they have to conduct themselves, or how things have to turn out because of the choices they have made. And then they say, okay, well, these are the next steps. People plan out their life. But Desiree, you're saying it can be, and it will be so much better, you know, because God is working. You can see God. If you look back, you can see that God is working. He's making good things come out of all sorts of situations. Desiree, it's awesome how you shared. Now, one more thing I just wanted to say. Thank you for saying yes to the Holy Spirit. At the beginning of the call, you said that you were going to pray for Jerry for his, you know, the surgery, recovery, and everything. I'm also having eye surgery next week. So if you can add me to that, Desiree, we do everything. We do everything together here at Take Two. So if you can add me to your prayer list, I'd appreciate it. Any final comments?
It would be my pleasure to do that. And Jerry said something at the beginning that really gave me motivation to want to do it more as well. Like I mentioned, my baby is 4 weeks old, and he was a cesarean, so I'm still recovering as well. Mm. And I get anxious to get out of bed and want to be productive. It's part of that 16 years of being a manager in me that makes me feel that way. And even my doctor and my husband are like, you just need to rest. And I'm going to use that time to pray, because Lord knows when I have to get back out there and do everything, I'm not going to have this time. So I'm going to use the present for prayer. So thank you for mentioning that, because it really motivated my heart to be at peace with being able to pray while I recover.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Desiree. Thanks for that affirmation, and really appreciate you joining us on the program here today, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. We were talking about maybe you had a change of plans that was brought about by God showing you maybe a little different path in your life. We'd love to hear what you have to share about that at 833-288-3986. We're going to go to Overland Park, Kansas. Aaron is listening there on Alexa. Hi, Aaron. Welcome.
Hello there. Good morning, where I am.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I just was engrossed in Desiree, the previous caller's. Her testimony was beautiful, so I just want to just encourage her and thank her for calling. So I'm in a different position in life. I'm not a single mother. I'm a mother of three, happily married, empty nesters, and I am transitioning in my calling in life. I've been a senior leader in healthcare for the last 10 years, and I have been discerning what is my next adventure with you, God. How do I say yes to you fully? How do I become more of a woman of grace and grow in that way? That's been my prayer to the Blessed Mother, and I was sharing with your screener. The reason I called, I was driving to work literally last week on the day that I was going to announce my intent to retire, and I flipped on the EWTN radio station, and it was the Woman of Grace radio program announcing the Women of Grace leadership opportunities, growth in leadership it's a college that they work with. But there were exact words that I had been praying to the Blessed Mother to help me grow as a woman of grace. And I'm, you know, having leadership skills and wanting to put that to work for the kingdom. I just thought it was a beautiful, you know, I literally was at a red light and I was like, okay, Blessed Mother, is this you? Is this you answering my prayer? So just a couple of other things. I've been praying the Litany of Humility since I received that. In reconciliation, when we were blessed to be in Medjugorje earlier in 2024. And so I've been praying for this litany of humility to let go of kind of my current position, which is earthly enticing, right? It's a position of power and influence and leadership. And it's been very hard to discern this position, to step away, feeling like God's got something else for me. So that's just a little bit of what has gotten me here today, but I'm very interested in continuing my prayer to discern if that is where God is leading me, or if there is something else in what I believe is going to be an opportunity to help build His kingdom. So looking for any guidance or advice for those who are ahead of me in that, you know, just wholeheartedly saying yes to God and letting go of all those fears and self-doubt, and helping me discern this next stage of my life.
Well, Erin, first of all, thanks for the call, and I would say definitely continue to pray about it. You are on to something here. You mentioned you're nearing retirement, but you still sense that there's something God has for you, and that's absolutely true. As long as we have life and breath, God has a plan and a will for us. And I'll just share briefly my own experience a couple of years ago before I had the notion of priesthood come back onto my heart. I would go to my parish for my daily holy hour, and I found myself praying, God, what is your will for me? And I mentioned earlier in the show, my will, my plan, my thought about what was going to happen for me is do the radio show a few more years and then just retire. And I found it a little bit strange that I was saying, God, what is your will for my life at the age that I was and so forth. And I found out from personal experience, Erin, that when we do remain open to God at different stages of our lives, at different ages of our lives, he will reveal something to us, and it can be very, very powerful and very productive. And Debbie, I have no doubt Erin's going to make a great contribution to whatever God calls her to.
I completely agree. I love your thought process on this. I your discernment as well. I think you're taking all the right next steps. And I believe you were referencing, I believe, Women of Grace, that is a Benedicta Institute. The team there, that the great formation. I know so many of the fine ministry leaders there, and I will tell you that you picked a fabulous group to go to the next level, the deeper level. Erin, I think you're on to something, and I think more people need to do what you did, because when our life changes, you know, the kids are grown, you know, they're, you said empty nester, they're out of the house. People always say, now what? Well, what, you know, is this it? You know, now what do I do? And we have to go back to Bishop Barron. And I love how the Take Two family, I think every caller so far has used the word adventure. Bishop Barron keeps saying, look at life as an adventure. What are the next steps, the next chapters? So now you're going into this next level of formation and ministry work with Women of Grace and their wonderful institute. Wow, Erin, the good Lord is just opening. You're going to have these doors open. You're going to have new relationships, new experiences. You're just going to broaden and have that transformational feeling in ministry. And that's what people need all the way to, like Jerry said, until we take our last breath. Oh, I'm excited. You got to keep us posted on how it's going. What do you say, Erin?
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. I was trying to take your notes, because writing down what you're saying, because those words are also very encouraging to me. So thank you. I'm very aware of Bishop Barron, and I do think of this as being an adventure. I'm blessed. I'm still fairly young. I'm only 62, so I've got a lot of good years ahead of me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're still young.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot of years ahead of you. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Erin. We're going to go to Donna next in Freehold, New Jersey, a first-time caller to Take Two. Hi, Donna. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. I can't believe I'm on.
Yeah, welcome.
I'm so happy to be able to talk to you. Jerry and Debbie, I'm praying for both of you.
Thank you.
I'm praying for all of EWTN. Been listening for a very long time. Very nervous, which is part of my whole being. And I don't want to take up too much of your time, but hopefully I can get all of this in without being too long-winded. Adventure, perfect word. I've heard so many words from Desiree and Erin. Both incredible. Did I lose you?
No, we're listening intently.
Okay.
You go right ahead.
Okay. So I'll try to make this quick. Started my life off not planning on being pregnant before being married. Hadn't decided I wanted to marry who I married. Long story short, I love him to death. We have two children, and me being a very fearful person, lots and lots of anxiety, which seems to be getting worse as I hit the 50-year-old mark that women love so much. He got a job after a whole crazy thing with the economy in 2008. He got a new job that he's doing very well and met a new friend who wants him to come to Italy to be in his wedding or at his wedding. Actually, they're being married in Romania, and then we're going to Italy to see their family's wedding, another person in their family. So I'm anxious beyond words. So when I heard your call today, the theme of the day, the heart started pounding. I started thinking, oh my God, I got to take a Xanax. I'm going to pass out. So I am going to Italy in July and Romania, and I've been praying for the past year or two for God to help me with my fears and my anxiety, because it's sucking the life out of me, literally. I know a lot of people know what I'm talking about. It's depleting my joy, which I know because I'm a Catholic. I love God. We have miracles in my family that I could spend the whole rest of the day telling you. But my doubting Thomas side, my anxiety side, and right now with the age that I'm at, with my mom is sick, there's so many things, like so many of the people that I listen to on this station. It's so, so beautiful that you're here for us. Anyway, I feel like God is saying, and I said to him, if you want me to fly, because you know how fearful I am of flying and dying, basically, getting old, dying, which I feel like is terrible because I'm a Catholic who believes in Jesus Christ and loves him. And yet still I'm like, oh, I'm going to get old, you know, like I'm watching my mom fail right now, which is very hard. But anyway, I'm very happy, even though I sound like I'm crying right now. But I am. I'm very joyful. I'm very grateful. But the fear that grips me is terrible. So I'm going. I am going to Italy. And God bless these people. They're paying for us to go. I don't even have to pay. So I think God is saying, you have to trust me. And then I think, well, what if I have to trust you that I'm going to die on the airplane? And my girlfriend promised me, I fly 18 times a year, you're going to be fine. But in my mind, I'm like, this is going to be the one that goes down. So well, if you could pray for me, and this is my adventure. So that's it.
Well, already we're praying for you, Donna, and the entire Take Two family. They don't need a cue to begin praying for any kind of intention that comes up on the show, such as yours right now. So be assured of a global listenership, the Take Two family, praying for you, especially me and Debbie and Michael and Matt and Rich and the show team and everyone here at EWTN. I would, you know, what came to my heart is I would encourage you to read, it's in Matthew chapter 14. And it's around verse 22. It starts, it's the account. I know you know it. You've heard it many times where Jesus asked Peter, you know, come out, step out of the boat and walk on water. And, you know, who can walk on water except, you know, the divine Son of God? And yet Jesus invited Peter to do exactly that, to trust in him at that moment. And Peter did that. Now, let's be honest. He took his eyes off of Jesus and started to sink, but Jesus was there to grab him. So I would encourage you to read at least the initial portion of that. Again, it's in Matthew 14, around verse 22. And just not just read it, but really meditate on that and ask the Lord, invite the Lord into that meditation experience that you go through and say, Lord, give me this kind of trust, give me this kind of peace, and remove any and all anxiety, which, as I said, will be certainly our prayer for you. Deb?
Donna, you're in the book, so just so you know. So we do expect a call back because you're going to tell us all the great adventure that that took place in Romania and in Italy. And so we do, we love the details and the report back after you get back from your trip. Your guardian angel is beside you, Donna, so know that. Please pray the guardian angel prayer, Psalm 91. I agree with Jerry. Go into scripture and just really ask your guardian angel to help you with those fears of flying. And just know, you know, place your guardian angel right there on the wing, you know, flying that plane, and you're just going to have just an extraordinary time. And we love that you trusted us with this prayer intention and with your heart on this, because this is how we journey together as the body of Christ. So we got you covered in prayer, okay? You're all set. Be confident now.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
You're very welcome.
You got it, Donna. Yeah, I feel good about it. We're going to get some good pictures and details of Romania and Italy. I love that.
What a great experience.
Oh, yeah, totally cool. We're going to get to Diane. We'll be able to get to Diane. Don't go anywhere, Diane. I want to just share with our listeners, Jerry, Fire on the Earth, Monday through Friday morning, 5:15 a.m. Eastern Time. Peter Herbeck provides a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Peter's insights will help Catholics acquire the tools they need to do their part in the new evangelization. I love Peter Herbeck. I think he does a fantastic job. Oh my goodness, Sister Ann Shields, the whole team. I mean, just amazing work. So please check it out, folks. And also check out Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. We're going to be posting some things. Maybe we can post your picture, Jerry, because some people are not on YouTube, so they like to see it of you and the clerics. And I know you have that fine picture that I think you took for the seminary. So maybe we can post that on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Also, we have the virtual prayer wall running 24/7 on take2show.com. Take2show.com. Okay, Jerry, I'm ready for Diane.
We'll get to as many of you as we can here. Diane in Cleveland is up next. Hi, Diane. Great to have you with us.
Hi. How are you all doing?
Doing well.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I'll pray for you all, and I'll pray for Desiree. And I'll kind of keep this short. I'm also like the other girls, Desiree and them other ones. I had two children out of wedlock, but that's another story, and I was able to raise them myself. Now I'm 71 years old. My son doesn't talk to me, but my family don't talk to me, but that's not the problem. So I'm working by myself and living, and during the time I was married for a little while, I'm divorced now, I got a horse. Well, I got divorced, and of course, I couldn't afford a horse, so I went to work at the stable, working off her board, and I was doing okay money-wise, and here I fell down and broke my arm.
Oh.
So I didn't know it, but I broke my arm in three places, and I had to have surgery, and I was very, very mad at God that he allowed this. It's like, I'm trying so hard. Why did you allow this to happen? Because now I can't work. I'm a caregiver. So I can't. I mean, I was really, really mad at God. Really, really mad at God. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine.
And, okay. So I even went to the priest to talk to the one priest about this. How can I get up over being mad at God? And he didn't have time for me. So it's like, oh, boy, the priest don't even have time for me. But I, so during this, slowly accepting this, and I was still going to church every day. And I met this man who's 20 years older than me, and we kind of formed a small relationship. We never went out on a date, but he was concerned how I was doing. And we prayed together, went to church together, and we fell in love. And 9 months later, he died.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, now there we are, Lord. You know, you had to take him 9 months later. What was this for? So that was hard. It's been 36 months that he's been done, but I really feel that he's praying for me up there. I know he's praying for me up there. And now, believe it or not, I met another man that I used to be friends with. We used to play together when I was a child, and we going together for about 3 or 4 months, you know, and here I find out he's an atheist.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, now you bring this one in my life, and he's an atheist. So I guess through all this, I've learned that we got to pray for each other. He has no one to pray for him because he is an atheist. Mm-hmm. Jack has no one to pray for him, for his family here on earth that aren't being prayed for. And they're praying for us here, this other man that's an atheist. His son died. He's adopted. I'm praying for his two parents up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that was the good of what came out of it.
Well, absolutely. You know, if we can deepen our prayer life, if we can understand that prayer works, it's effective. It's a ministry, Diane. Absolutely. But each step, know that God has, you know this, Diane, God has a gigantic plan. His plan is so much bigger than we could ever imagine or conceive. I mean, and so we just enter into the next steps. Jerry and I love the movie What About Bob? You know why we love that movie? Because they talk about baby steps. And it's so true for all of us. I think sometimes we want the whole entire picture, the whole tapestry, the whole puzzle right up front. But God works in steps. And we just trust. And as we build that trust, we get stronger. And then God opens up more opportunities, more doors, more chapters in our life. And that's how our God is, because he's a big God, Diane. So, you know, if you get really strong in prayer, praying for other people, I just think that's going to build and build and build. You're going to see so many more things are going to open up for you at this point in your life. I think it's pretty awesome. By the way, we have to mention you are calling in from and you're listening on The Rock in Cleveland, Ohio. So, Jerry, I say great conversation we've had today with all our callers. I wish we could have gotten a Judy in Massachusetts, but we have Unscripted at the end of the month.
Yeah, just a quick addition, Diane. God sees all of these people you're talking about as wonderful opportunities. You need to try to see that as well. God has given, he's placed you in the position to be his partner in getting them to heaven. That's a great privilege that you've been given, and God wants them in his fold way more than any of us could. So just join with God, keep those prayers going, and you'll see great fruit come from that. Okay, it's great to be back, Debbie.
Amazing.
On the show. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back, Cotter. Going back way in time there. For the show team, I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. Great to be back with you. Keep us in your prayers. You are always in ours. May God richly bless you today and always. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Talk to you soon.